Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, I got lost in the 400 degrees of it all. Wasn't it so hot today down south in Southwest Miami-Dade? So listen, I'm so glad you are here with us this evening. My name is Miss Latoya Bird. Welcome to the I Love Down South online talk radio show, where we're talking about what's going on down south and showing down south some love, highlighting businesses, organizations, special events that are going on down south. That's what we have dedicated our Sunday church service to do. And I'm really happy to be on tonight. As you know, last week we had major technical difficulties. Shouts out to Monkey Wrenches all the way across the board. However, the show must go on, and so we are here. So much has happened since last week, and we just want to say get ready, buckle your seats up, because we have a beautiful ride this evening as we talk about doing business down south. Is down south really good for business? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I want you to think about those things as we get ready to bring on our special guest in a few moments. So go ahead and put that topic on the back burner, and let me give you some updates on what's going on with Good News Ghouls. So for those of you that have not been or haven't heard of goodnewsghouls.com, make sure you go and visit goodnewsghouls.com. That's www.goodnewsghouls.com, and check out what the good news is about in our community. We're all about creating and celebrating good news in our community, since bad news already has a platform called Channel 7, 4, and 10. I'm just saying, you know, the bad news is everywhere, and we definitely get our daily doses of bad news, so we just want to bring, you know, that good news element to you. So Good News Ghouls is getting ready to continue their project, if you will, the extension of Good News Ghouls, actually What's Bigger Than Beef. We've been doing workshops this summer centered on so many different things: conflict resolution, consumer awareness, financial literacy, mental and emotional healing, and dealing with beef. Dealing with beef, because beef can come in on all these different levels, so many different angles, and we want to show our community ways to identify the beef, how to diffuse the beef, how to avoid the beef, how to not enter the beef blackout zone where you don't see nobody, or you don't see nothing, nothing makes sense, all you see, you know, is the red dot that you're putting on the situation or the other person. So we want to show you how to avoid those complicated situations and actually save a life and get your legacy started versus throwing it all away because of beef. So we definitely want you to stay tuned, as we are doing a lot of different workshops in your community, and hopefully somewhere you know, near you. So make sure you get at us if you're interested in our What's Bigger Than Beef workshops, as we help to save our youth and to save the community. So that's a little bit about what we've been doing. Shouts out to Mothers Fighting for Justice. We've been in support of their summer lunch program that they've been doing. You know, Romania Dukes just has a heart to give, as so many organizers here in the Down South area do. So I just want to say thank you for pushing and rooting for those mothers who need that extra support over the summer, and providing your summer lunch program. And shouts out to you and all your partners. And so thank you for letting us know about all the different things that you have going on. State Representative Keone McGee did his food drive Saturday. Yesterday was a blur, but I'm telling you, he fed over 800 families here in the Down South area. We had that drive-through set up. That thing was running smooth. You got your okra. You got your string beans, your chicken, whatever you need. We had it for you, and it was amazing to see the local organizers come together and work as a team in unison for that great community service effort. So that was at Gould's Park yesterday. So make sure you stay abreast of what's going on at your local parks, because your local parks are all that and then some. Okay, so it's so much to share and to say. I love the fact that Down South is getting a little itinerary going on, a lot of different things going on. Shouts out to David King Kane as well as Keisha Matthews. They're going to be starting a new live radio recording at the Mystic Joint on Saturday. So make sure you check them out next Saturday. I'll put their information in the show description so you can just click on it and find out a little bit more about it, as well as the Gould's Reunion. Like, just it's popping right about now. Gould's Reunion going to be taking place next Saturday as well during the day, of course, at Gould's Park. And it's just going to be an awesome gathering and fellowship of community alumni coming together and just having fun. So it's some more stuff going on, but I want to bring my guests on because the lines are popping and I see a couple people calling in. I just want to get everybody ready. So I'm going to give you 2 seconds to share the show information. Text somebody, tell them to get on this line. All right. I'm going to give you about 60 seconds, and then we'll be right back on to bring on our special guest. Tell somebody. Post it on Facebook, Instagram. Come on, you got 60 seconds. Woo! All right. Listen, I know that was 60 seconds, but hurry up and tell a friend, tell somebody to get on the line, because we are going to be talking about, is Down South really good for business? And I have none other than Miss Crystal Morgan of Chrissy Raps. She's in the building. Let me What's up, Queen? How are you? Thank you for being
hello,
on the line. What's going
hello,
on?
Good news, Gould. What's going on today? Happy Sunday.
Oh, thank you so much. Everything is going on. I'm happy to have you back on the show because
yeah, I know it's been a while.
it's been so long. It's been almost a year. I know
yeah,
this is the first time you've been on the I Love Down South show. You were definitely a frequent guest on the Vibrate and Elevate show, so we thank you for extending your support and love as we grow and blossom and turn into, you know, different things. You know, we're a unicorn last year, a phoenix this year. Who knows? We might be going to the moon next. But can you tell us, first of all, who is Crystal Morgan and the, sorry about that, who is Crystal Morgan and the Chrissy Rap brand?
Okay, so Crystal Morgan, first, is a mother and a hard worker. That's who Crystal Morgan is. Now, Chrissy Rap, that's that rap queen. You know, she tightens, she tones you, she firms you in 45 minutes. I work as an independent distributor with a company called It Works, and they basically have wellness products to improve our health, to improve our bodies, our skin, our nails, our hair, just everything from the inside and out is what It Works is all about. And it's affordable, and that's another good thing about it. And it works. So I love the company. I love the compensation plan. I love the people that I met along the way as being a distributor. So, yeah, these jewels and things like that that I want to drop on people today, especially with their working in network marketing, yeah, I want to share it and hopefully get some feedback from some of the callers.
Absolutely, because we understand that I just pulled up some stats on this industry, this health and wellness industry that some of us might be sleeping on. Okay,
it's
this
remarkable.
Industry is – I'm looking at gabillions. I'm looking at $679 billion in sales dealing with anti-aging.
Mm-hmm.
Mind, body,
mm-hmm.
and exercise, $390 billion. Weight loss and nutrition, $277 billion going towards –
Can you imagine?
These,
wow.
A piece, like a little piece, a little dot. And the fact that we are more woke, if you will, we're a little bit more conscious
mm-hmm.
and we're a little bit more aware, I feel,
right.
as a society, and definitely I think young black women, I've seen a elevation, if you will,
mm-hmm.
amongst certain age groups and people, you know, being completely committed to doing better. So you got health going on, and then you got these dollars going on as far
mm-hmm.
as being involved in network marketing. And for those of you that don't know about MLM, it's pretty much a structure where you have a business structure set up to where multiple people can make money doing the same thing and level up, move up in levels, and build a business by selling a product independently. So that's what it is in a nutshell. And if you need to Google it, so you can find out a little bit more.
Google residual income.
Listen, so residual income is where you keep making money over and over and over again for something you did one time. And if that
sounds
right. foreign to you, you probably want to go ahead and, you know, start moving them thumbs and typing that in. And you might want to go ahead and click on Crystal Morgan's link in the show description. It goes straight to her Facebook connection, and you can get in contact with her direct. So you guys can have
Definitely.
That dialogue if you need to, that extra step. But, Crystal, before we go on, I do have a caller on the line. I would like to open up that call. Caller, thank you for calling in. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Last four digits, 2599.
Well, hi, LaToya, Ms. LaToya Bird. This is Taria Lewis from Anti Health and Safety. I'm just checking you guys out and just supporting.
Wait a minute. Let me give you applause. This is another queen in the building. Listen, so not only do we have health on the line, we also have safety on the line. So I have to, Crystal, I have to give Ms. Taria Lewis an opportunity to introduce
yes.
herself as it relates to her business, because it's going to relate to this bigger thing that we're all talking about. We're talking about wellness and health industry, and we're talking about doing business down south and this down south beast, this down south dynamic that a lot of people aren't willing to understand. A lot of people are not willing to conquer. They're not even willing to drive down here, let alone do business and, you know,
that's what is so
community.
Far. Why are you serious?
No, yeah, the funny thing about it is where is Florida City? Like, they never heard of down south ghouls. They never heard of Cutler Bay. They never heard of, you know, Florida City and Homestead. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
So we need you. Right here. I mean, listen, this is small confession, and then don't let me talk about this no more. We're going to move on because I will go on and on. So I used to live in the Habitat in Gould, and I lived there for many years. And my niece and nephew happened to move to Homestead. And I said, why would you move to Homestead? There's nothing past Gould. I would never go. Why would I go that way? It's like going back in time. So I understand the people up north because being from Gould, I wouldn't go past Naranja. Why would I go that far? Because I felt like there was nothing for me. However, times have changed, and we're going to explain that. And we're showcasing this whole element with the name of the show. That's why I created the show, because I was that one person that said, why would I go to Homestead? You know, and I live in Gould, which is 15 minutes away. You know, I'm developing love for down south on a whole new level, and that's why I have, you know, a network like I do of people that do business down south, of people that are thriving in business down south, and people that love down south like myself. So, Ms. Lewis, could you tell us a little bit about your business? And then if you could stay on the line, I want you to have the opportunity to talk about your upcoming event.
Absolutely. My business is A&T Health and Safety Institute. We are a training site, for the American Heart Association. And basically, we teach CPR, first aid, AED, and a lot of different other programs like water, drowning prevention, and different things like that. But what we are trying to do is reach everybody and teach them CPR, either on a certification level or a level of just information only. We are accredited in 7 organizations nationwide, and there's different types of programs where, you know, you may not need American Heart, but you may need EMS Safety, which is a program that's also accepted by DCF. Many people don't understand that there's different types of CPR for different types of, you know, depends on what you need. So if you need community CPR, you wouldn't necessarily have to have an American Heart Association certification. So we break it down for you guys and let you know for whatever position that you need on your job. If you need health care, of course you need American Heart Association. But if you are in a community situation like a church or a daycare, you can use another entity. So we're here to provide those services. And what we do usually, we have satellite offices that we can use, but we usually go out to major companies and we teach and train on site, like, for instance, Homeland Security, or for instance, the DCF or FAA. We go to these different places, the Army Reserve, and we go out and we train there, and we give you your certifications for 2 years at the time of your training. So we're trying to reach one that everybody can teach one, and it just keeps going because we need to know CPR just in case anything happens. And most people think that emergencies don't take place. It really amazes me that when I talk to people, like regular bystanders, I ask them, do they know CPR, if they ever, you know, had a training, and they would say they don't need it. They said because they're going to call emergency services. And I totally get that. But at the same time, it takes at least from 8 to 11 minutes for EMS to get to you.
So
what are you going to do in the time and during that time where your loved one or a friend or even a total stranger needs your help and you don't know what to do?
Mm-hmm.
I can totally agree to that because this happened to me. I'm going to make this short story, this testimony, and I'm going to get off of it. But about 7 years ago, my son, he was about 3 months, and he aspirated. Now, yeah. I've taken CPR classes at work, whatever, you know. But at that moment when he was aspirating, he was choking, I had no idea what to do. So my baby turned blue. Blood's coming out of his nose. We running around the whole apartment trying to find somebody to help him. And I didn't know what to do, even though I've taken CPR. I had no idea. Everything that I've learned, it just went out the door. Like, I didn't know what to do. And like you said, it takes about 8 to 11 minutes for a rescue to get there, and that's exactly how long it took. Even the police officer that came, he didn't even know what to do. So I was like, oh, my God, my baby is dying here. What am I going to do? And so from then on, after that, he was, you know, rescue came. They, thank God, he came back. They was able to resuscitate him. But that lesson, oh, my God, like even now when I take CPR at my job, like, you know, we have to do it annually, whatever, but even there, I'm, like, very attentive. You know what I mean? I'm paying very close attention of
because
what
it's a life.
And it was a life. It was my son's life. So I totally agree with Ms. Lewis is saying, like, you have to take it. Everybody needs to take it because you never know. You just never
know. Absolutely. And that's an excellent point. Even when people do it for their jobs, the first thing they ask us, how long is this class? Because they don't want to be there. But they don't realize that this is very serious, and if you take a class, and say for instance, this is how serious it is. If you take a class, and then say you work for a nursing home or a daycare, and an incident happens, you're trained to take the class, and you have your certification. If you do something that you weren't taught for that particular certification with the incident, and someone passes away, you're going to be in court. And when they call us to say, okay, I thought you trained them, you're going to be signed off stating that, yes, she, you know, actually was signed off in this, and this. Every psychomotor skill, you take a written test, and you're also watching a DVD portion, and we sign you off on everything. So when we go to court, we're going to be cleared. You're going to be responsible for that incident.
Pay attention,
so
y'all gotta pay attention.
Absolutely. And it's just that serious because accidents, you're not going to wake up in the morning and say, well, an accident is going to happen. You never know when it's going to take place. And you have to be taught how to be calm, especially when you're dealing with a child. And most police officers aren't trained in CPR. I'm finding it more now as we're going out to these different organizations. That's why they usually call 911 because, you know, I mean emergency services, because they don't know. And the daycare, when you take your child to a daycare, you need to make sure that they are certified because it's a law that they have to be. And so you need to make sure that they're trained appropriately. When we go to certain daycares, we find that they don't know what they're doing. And if you don't use your skills, you only get certified every 2 years. If you don't use those skills, you're not going to remember. And most people just put those books to the side, their student book, and they don't pick it up again. So that's why we have these different situations where we do hands-only CPR and you get a kit. So when you get these kits, you can take this kit home and you can study, you know, with the DVD with your family and teach your children how to use the mannequin and teach them how to do CPR.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot. And we have to be responsible for each other. It's not someone else's responsibility. It's everybody's responsibility to take, take charge of this because, you know, first of all, yes, there's a lot of people that are trying to live healthy, but it's a lot of people that's not. And then some people have situations that, you know, can't be fixed because it's too far gone. So, you know, we need to learn how to, especially if you have a family member that's diabetic or have low sugar, you have to know how to deal with these seizures. You have to recognize the difference between someone having a heart attack and being in cardiac arrest because there is a difference.
There's a difference. That's right.
And everybody don't know that there's a difference. And then they think that you have to do CPR on a person that's having a heart attack, you know, because that can't work. So why would you do CPR on a person that's alert? So we teach you the difference. We teach you how to recognize signs and symptoms and how to govern yourself accordingly. And you may not save a life, but you can extend the life.
Amen.
So, Ms. LaToya?
Uh-oh, what happened with Toya? We got to operate the show by
So tell me more about your program, what you have to offer. What do you do now besides you do the healthy, you said it was It Work?
Yeah, okay. The company is It Work. And so, like I was telling Toya, it's basically go to the
hey guys,
and,
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Can you guys see me?
We was going wrong with it,
yeah,
so we know
we didn't know what to do, so we just went ahead and took over the show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have full permission. I'm calling you from my computer right now. Last week I had technical difficulties, and this week they're trying to come through. But I'm telling these monkey wrenches, they're not going to fly with me. So you
they
ladies go right ahead. I heard, Crystal, I heard you were getting ready to talk about your business and what it is that you're doing. And so I'm going to ask that you guys put a spin on it and that talk about how is it doing business down south? Is it different than doing business up north? What are some of the things that you found to be successful in doing business down south? And
go ahead, Ms. Lewis.
I'm processing this because business down south, it's kind of a little different because it's to me it's a little harder to gather the people to get them interested in the teaching portion, and especially if they have to pay for something. I keep it real. It's like. It's hard ground. And then when you give something free, it's hard for them to even come to something free. So,
yes.
Yeah, so it's hard. But then they'll say that nothing's happening for them down south. And
correct,
compared
correct.
To up north, here is battling with prices. You know, they'll rather go to someone that... I'm not going to just say up north. In general, people would rather go to someone that's going to be a $35 person and not train them, but just give them a certificate, which they can go to jail for that. So we run across that a lot of people that they don't want to spend the 4 or 5 hours, the 5 hour class, you know, to take the class because it is 5 hours when you're doing, you know, CPR, first aid, and AED for adult children and infants. It's 5 hours. And they don't want to spend that time. So they'll find somebody that's doing it cheap and just give them a certificate, and then they don't know their skills. So it's hard. That's the bad side of it. But for the most part, once you get them to come to the class and participate, they love it. And it's because we make sure that they do hands-on. We make it fun. You know, it's not just you're going to sit there and we're going to lecture you. No, it's hands-on. You're going to get up and move around. And we do all different types of scenarios. So once we can get their attention and get them out of their homes and get into motion, it's a great success. And it pleases me on both sides, north and south.
And I totally agree. I have similar experiences. Not just the body wraps, but with It Works, it's just, you know, with every product that we have, like, it's a little battle. They don't want to spend the money. They want these awesome results. They want to look good. They want to feel good. But when you tell them, oh, it's $35, oh, my God, you need to go down on your prices. You need to do this. Oh, my God, why so much? And I'm like, you know, this is your health. This is your body. You want to invest. You know, you want to invest in yourself. You're going to give somebody $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 to cut you on the table, and your results may not even be suitable to your liking after the surgery. Or you could die on that table. Is it really worth it? You know, so I do come across that same issue here in the South. A lot of people don't want to compromise mm-hmm. at all. They don't, you know what I mean? They don't, I don't know why, but they just, they'd rather go to this person who's going to sell them something a whole lot cheaper, and it could be expired or it could be used or whatever, but, hey, it's cheaper. So they're going to go with it, and then that makes the company look bad because, what, that product didn't work or you didn't get what you thought you was going to get out of it. And, yeah, because you went to try to be the cheap route. So, you know, I do encounter that a lot in the South. Now, like when I head north, it's a totally different story. Even the support from others, other women, it's totally different. Here in the South, you know, I've gotten a lot of girls look at me with the side eye.
Don't go there about the North just yet. Because that's a whole nother side of the coin, because we're going to get there. But I would like to chime in.
But the good side of the South, it did go out for a minute.
Yeah.
The good thing about the South is, man, I've met so many people. I've built a lot of relationships with people here. So that's the good thing, and then they don't mind sharing or telling somebody else about what it is that you're doing or what you have. So, you know, that's a good thing about the South. It's a lot of people here, and we're growing, we're developing here in the South, from Goose, Naranja, especially in Homestead and Florida City. It's growing, so I'm excited about, you know, it growing and me meeting more people, spreading the word more about what it is that I do. So, you know, that's the best part I could say about the South, me developing a lot of good relationships with people here. So.
Right. I can agree with that as well. You know, and then you have a good product. When you have a good product, you know, and then on the flip side, when you're talking about business, you're talking about having to buy your products. You're talking about having to, you know, like for us, you know, buying books and cards. They're not free. The certification cards that we give out, they're not free. We have to purchase that separately. We have to purchase the equipment. We have to have gas. Like, I live in the Northwest now. I'm originally from down south. I have to drive from north to south to give a class. And I try to keep it where we don't just have to do one person, you know, because that's not going to, you know, at a time. So we try to make it a full class or at least five people, you know, so it'd be worth our time, energy, and money. But, you know, when you're in a business, you have to, you know, treat it as such. And if you give away your product, you're going to go under.
That's right. I learned a long time ago, don't compromise, don't negotiate your price, you know. Your price is the price. That's what you feel it's worth. That's the value of it. And then that's, you know, the people just have to pay, because if they go to anywhere else, you know what I mean? You can't go to Mason. I'm about to say Burdine. You know I'm old. You can't go to Macy's and be like, my homegirl Tasha got this top for $10. Let me get it for $10. You can't do that. You can't negotiate and compromise. It's just, if it's what it is, it's just the value. That's what you want. You get it.
But then, you know, it's a smorgasbord. So if, you know, they decided they don't want your product, then somebody else will, you know. So you just
keep it moving, and
do, you know, you hold your ground, and you know you have an excellent product, and you do it with integrity. Always have integrity, and someone will come and patronize your business and spread the word. And that's, and you be consistent. Don't stop. You need to be consistent and move forward, because it took, we're 17 years now, so it's taken like this long for us to get on this platform that we're in. And it's hard to break in a mold where you can be consistent, because when you think about, we do certifications every 2 years. So when we do get like a clientele, we're grateful to get them come back in 2 years. You know, so if they, it's not like we get a paycheck every week. It's like you know, you have to get your hustle on.
That's right.
And build a rapport with your clientele, and if you do that and network, you know, they'll keep coming back for the product.
That's true.
Hey, ladies, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to say thank you, Kristen, for highlighting some of the positive things as far as doing business down south. It is easy to meet people. I've experienced that, but I've I feel like there's like a hesitation to make that commitment to themselves. Like, okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me now, but if you guys can talk about what you would like business to be like for down south, what would you like to see down south that you experience up north?
I would like to see more like networking events happening. Like little pop-up shops, I would like to see that more. I guess just more involvement from with the community. That'd be nice. So,
absolutely, I agree on everything she just said. And at least you know, give us an opportunity to express what we do. Don't just shoot us off. You know, let's get together, especially. If it's gonna help the community, it's gonna enhance our lives and give us you know, longevity. And we need to be able to come together. We need some unity. You know, if we can get
agree.
That done, because we're stronger as a village together.
You know, I think that right now, that event is coming up.
It's a lot of feedback on your end. Can barely understand.
What about now? If you can share your event that's coming up, your upcoming event.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's this Saturday. Saturday, we're having a American Heart free hands only CPR training. And when we talk about hands-only CPR, it's not a certification training. It's an informational type of training, and it's only for an hour. And the classes are going to start at 10 o'clock a.m., and they're going to go through 2:15 p.m., and it's going to be located at 650 Northwest Fifth Avenue in Florida City, 33034, which is actually the Youth Recreational Center down in Florida City. And we're working with the City of Florida City Commissions Board, Mayor Otis Wallace and the Commissions Board. They are our hosts. And we're having an array of different community action vendors that will be coming to also share their products and what they do in the community. And when they it's going to be such a big event. What we're doing is we have these, we've acquired through American Heart Association a $30,000 grant that we were able to get free anytime mannequin kits. It's a blow-up mannequin and a DVD. And what we're trying to do is make sure that each family have at least one mannequin per household when you come to the event so they can take these mannequins home and practice CPR. So we're going to train you in CPR, give you a certificate of participation, which you cannot use that at work, but you can use that just to, you know, for informational purposes, to say that you took the class and that you feel good about yourself, knowing that you feel a little bit more empowered. So we're going to have Homeland Security is going to be out there. They're going to be recruiting youth from ages 14 to 18 to be a part of the Homeland Security Explorers. And which is an excellent program to help discipline our children. If they want to be able to be law enforcement officers or federal officers, there's a training that they go through, and then they graduate at the end of however many months that the class is supposed to be. And you also, if you would like to be a foster care parent, Children's Home Society will be there, and they're recruiting foster care parents. If your child needs to have some hours that you, if you live in Florida City, and we're actually looking for students in either junior high school or high school that's going to need volunteer hours. If you get in contact with me at MSA, the number 4, CPR, at gmail.com, so we can get you registered, because American Heart Association is going to give you community hours to go towards graduation. and we're trying to, we have a limited amount of spots because what we need at least 15 young people that live in Florida City. We're going to, American Heart has said they will give you a $20 gift card if you if we have enough spots available, because people are calling in, and but they're not securing the spot, so we need at least about 10 to 15 children. And we're working with the commission's board to get that done. So you have to prove that you live in the Florida City area. We're trying to give back to them. But we're going to have Pain to Purpose. She's going to be talking about domestic violence. We're having a young lady named Carnesha McCombs, and she has an organization Faith Over Fear. Help me out, LaToya, with her, the name of her company is Pink Hearts Inc. Thank you. Pink Hearts Inc. I always forget to call her that name out. Pink Heart Inc. And she is a cancer survivor. And she's going to talk about her information and how she helps people with cancer. We're going to have Mike Smith and Rondo Smith. They're going to be out there. They're artists. They're coming up in the Dade County area. And they're going to be out doing meet and greet to bring out the millennials, the young people that, you know, the younger you are, that 10 years old, you should be able to do CPR. You can be trained. So when you come out there, Mothers Fighting for Justice is going to be in the house. Roman Lloyd, he's going to be a photographer. He's going to be coming out there snapping it up. Good News Ghouls is going to be there. Mr. Toy, she's going to do – she has exclusive interview interview action out there. So she's going to be coming out there, you know, interviewing people on the spot, just sharing about why you're there and your experience out there. It's going to be a lot going on. And we want to give back to the community. We want to make sure that you guys are settled and with your skills and just your techniques. It's going to be quick. You can't get all the information within an hour, but we're going to do the best that we can to give you everything that we have pour into you so you can feel empowered when you leave.
Wow, so there's so much going on down south. There's no excuse. So make sure to connect with Miss Chaya Lawrence. And also, I'm going to open up Crystal's line one more time. Crystal, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'd like to get the address again, Ms. Lewis. Where's the event next Saturday or this Saturday?
Yes, it's going to be 650 Northwest 5th Avenue. And it's Florida City, Florida, 33034. It's right down the street from Florida City Park. It's going to be in the Youth Recreational Center. It's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome event. And a lot of community leaders are going to be there. And this is a good time to bring your cards, you know, to network with other businesses in the community. So it's going to be a great networking event as well. And we're going to have healthy snacks. You know, that American Heart is providing, and it's just going to be amazing. I really feel that it's going to be a great look. And, you know, we have a lot of literature that we'll be giving away, you know, concerning, you know, the different aspects of the heart attacks and healthy eating and all that stuff. You'll get a chance to meet the director of the American Heart Association, Mr. Melvin Taylor. He's going to be in the house, and he's going to be there to help assist us with the training, and it's just going to be awesome. And also, we're going to have a meet and greet with the vendors. I set up a meet and greet at the Texas Roadhouse Grill, and they're going to meet the commission's board face-to-face, and just to be able to chop it up with them, you know, meet them and talk about what they do and have a great dinner, and then we'll go on to the venue and set up for that Saturday morning. So that'll be Friday the 21st at Texas Roadhouse Grill. So I'm excited about that as well.
Awesome. Wow. Again, it's not to do business or to support other businesses down south. So, Crystal, before the show ends, oh, by the way, thank you so much, Ms. Lewis, for calling in and showing your support and putting on such a great event that's coming to Florida City next Saturday. So, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, so Crystal, before you go, listen, can you tell the people some jewels, some nuggets on how to do this network marketing successfully down south? Can you talk to us about a little bit about some of your secrets and if somebody wants to make money down south, how could they do it with you?
Okay, I heard a little bit about telling my secrets, but it was like going in and out.
Okay, sorry about that. Yes, that's what I want to do.
Because it sounds like you like taking orders at the Burger King right now.
Yes,
welcome to Burger King, my take order.
Yes, so we need your network marketing order. We need to know what are your secrets for network marketing.
Okay, so my secrets are not really secrets. They're open to anybody. I pretty much I've used a lot of Eric Ward's GoPro kind of secrets, if you want to say. But to me, my secret would be to just stay consistent. Even if people tell me no, they don't want to use the product, to me, in my mind, I'm thinking they're telling me not right now. No, I don't want it right now. I want it, but just not right now. So I kind of keep that attitude. But, I'm just constantly consistent, and I don't stop. I just keep going. Even if, like I say, somebody tells me no, no problem. I go to the next person. I don't take it personal. So I guess that's just one of my secrets is I don't take rejection personal. I just keep it moving. And like I say, staying consistent. Building relationships with other people, and that's very, very important. Why? Because what you have and what you do when you build relationships with these people, it stays kind of fresh in their mind. So when they think about, man, my hair falling out. Oh, you know what? Crystal told me about something. I think I'm going to drop a couple of pounds. Boom, Crystal has this product. Let me get with her. So, you know, building relationships with people is very, very helpful in your business. And then they tell other people. Because word of mouth, man, is almost better than social media. Because I can post something today and not get one like. But if I could tell somebody something, man, we can have a whole, they'll have a whole conversation with somebody, like five or six people. And out of three of the five people, somebody wants to say, well, dang, let me get their, let her number. They call me. So, you know, building relationships is very, very, very important in any business. So those are two of my major secrets, is staying consistent and building relationships with other people. And be honest, you know what I mean? Don't lie to your customers or anybody that you're talking to. Be real. If you use one of your products that you don't you might not particularly like, tell them, hey, I don't really care for this one, but this one works best for me. If you're honest with people, to me, it kind of just drives your business because they don't feel like you're trying to just get them out their money. You genuinely care about what it is that you have or that person, and, you know, they take that for face value. So I've learned to just be honest, stay consistent, and build relationships.
All right, thank you. How can we get in contact with you?
Awesome. Okay, so I can be found on social media, on Facebook, Crystal Morgan with a C, CRYSTAL, Morgan on Facebook, on Instagram, Chrissy Raps You, that's CRISSY, Raps You, YOU, and also I'm on Snapchat as Chrissy Raps You, but instead of YOU, it's just you, the letter U. So I'm there on my website to view any of the products with It Works would be chrissyraps.myitworks.com. That's chrissyraps.myitworks.com. And there you'll see all of the products. You can click on any one of them and it'll tell you the price, the functionality of it, what it's used for, the ingredients and all that. And then my phone number, you can call me, 786-299-4525. and we could talk about the product, we could talk about the business. So those are the ways you can contact me, social media, call me. Yeah.
Can you repeat your phone number one more time?
Yes, my phone number is 786-299-4525.
All right, thank you guys. I know that you may have a hard time listening or hearing me. Sorry about that. On the call, I'm going to try to open them up and see if our callers have any questions for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Last four digits, 5722. Thank you for calling in. Did you have a question?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, calling by way of sunny Las Vegas. I'm with the winning team. Yeah, I do have a question, Crystal. When you was making your statement, you was really educating on some really powerful stuff. I could tell you've been to a whole lot of conventions. And what I want to know is, as you go to the conventions, how many times do you actually call the people when you get those bags of cards?
Wow, I've experienced that. So I go through those bags of cards, and honestly, whatever, I just randomly pick up one, and you know what I mean? I might reach out to that person, and a lot of times I get a good feedback from certain people, and if it fits into what it is that I'm doing, you know what I mean, as far as health and wellness, I get good feedback from that. So that was another secret. Oh my God, I forgot about that one. The follow up. You get your fruit, your finances is in that follow up. A lot of times people forget that they've reached out to you or that they even met you. But if you follow up with that person, 9 times out of 10, they're gonna, oh my God, I've been looking for you. I've been wanting to speak with you, but I lost your car, or I didn't know a way to get in contact with you. So the follow-up, I forgot to mention that. That is an awesome jewel right there. But, yeah, when I go to these conventions, you know, it really depends. You know, I randomly pick up a card and I'll call that particular person. If they're interested, they are. If they're not, I go to the next one.
Hey, man, I support what y'all doing here. This is powerful sisters saying powerful things. I just text my winning team members to come in, be professional, and come support this show. Y'all are doing something really wonderful, giving that knowledge and that wisdom out. We here
awesome,
to support, man.
Yeah.
I love what y'all doing. Keep pushing.
Well, thank
all
you.
Right,
thank
what
you.
What did you do?
My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I have a crew of 300 members on the winning team. We're going around on the Winning Team Global Connections Tour. We're going to purchase abandoned buildings in the top 22 markets with the highest crime, the highest violence, the lowest in media coverage. Once we purchase abandoned buildings, the people that need second chances, that need felonies, I mean, they have felonies and they can't get jobs. We're going to make sure in a 50-mile radius, we employ those people. A lot of those brothers, they got like master degrees. They got real certifications, but they don't, because they got a felony for selling some weed or you know, just making some bad decisions at one point, they got all this extra time, you know, and they got this stigmata about them. So with us going to the city, with us having 300 members, we're going to get our people out of their zip code into another zip code. When I knocked on, and I sold books and magazines for 4 years, I knocked on doors. I was really racist for that before that. But then once I seen that white people live worse than us, I was like, wow, you know. So it just changed the whole way that I looked at people. So, you know, with what we're doing with this tour, we don't have no time to hold no signs. We about to go get to work and get busy. And by us going into the neighborhoods, coming on radio shows like this, let's make 285 radio shows we've been on so far. We're finding out who needs the resources as opposed to just going into a city. Just like you said, it's the word of mouth. Even though we have viral marketers, 35 people pushing this message, we still need to get on the radio and actually talk about it and hear what's going on in everybody's different communities. So like I said, I got my people coming in. They're coming in at different times from different area codes. But we're here to support what you're doing. You're giving away wisdom, knowledge, and you're giving guidance. You're not charging people. All they got to do is just dial a 10-digit number. I mean, how hard is that? Press number one.
Okay.
Your feedback is bad, Toya.
All right. So can you guys hear me now?
It's a little better.
I'm still saying that the moment I feel and I
responding properly. I have ears like a bat, but I only caught 25% of that. But I am here. I'm going to stay home for the duration of the show. I don't know how long we're going to be on air, but I will be here.
Well, the show is almost done. I just wanted to say thank you to all the guests that called in. I'm sorry if you can't hear me. I'm not sure quite what the issue is on my end. But thank you guys so much for calling.
Hey, man.
Yeah, we appreciate the platform, Ms. Latoya. You're doing an awesome job, and thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you, Toya, so much. You know, we family, so I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you're welcome. Peace and blessings, everyone, and thank you to everyone that called in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right.
All right. Be blessed, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. All right. Long as you can slow down some junior.